Goes the Bride by John Chapman and Ray Cooney is the Brown County Playhouse's summer farce. The production, directed by Bruce Burgun, is assured, the set one of the loveliest that I've seen there. Costumes are first-rate and the cast is a strong one. Abby Rowald was Ursula, the mother of the bride. Ursula is first all competence and then shows her more human and flexible side. Sarah Fisher was Judy, the daughter of the bride. Judy spends much of the show being confronted with dilemmas and then racing off, as one or another of the cast says, "There goes the bride," as she retreats in tears to her bedroom. IU Theater regulars may remember them as the women competing for Lord Goring in Oscar Wilde's The Ideal Husband. Matthew Buffalo, who played Lord Goring, here plays Timothy, the father of the bride. At one time he may have been an ideal husband, but as the bride's father, he's a failure. He's been so distracted by his ad work for a brassiere company that he's really messed up all the details of the wedding. He's not gotten a hotel room for the groom's parents, not ordered flowers, and the list goes on. Mike Price was the engaging Bill Shorter, Tim's business partner in the ad agency, and more or less a helpful family friend. In and out during the preparations were the amusing Ken Farrell as the addle-pated Dr. Drimmon, the bride's father, and Nancy Lipschultz as the bride's sometimes domineering mother, Daphne Drimmon. A stiff collar button and an even stiffer corset occupy much of their comings and goings. Daphne on the telephone is one of the show's tenser moments, and it's a 15-second wonder. The groom's family was represented by Kurt Ziske as Charles Babcock, a bit of a rough Australian. Babcock doesn't appear until the second act, but he's worked himself up to a full befuddled boil by then. Well, it seems as if there are plenty enough routine complications for farce, but Chapman and Cooney take the show a couple of steps farther. Timothy has a fall, and his overworked brain conjures up the image of a flamboyant 20s flapper from his brassiere ad campaign. The slogan was, "Perkins bras take the flop out of flappers." The image that he conjures is played by Mandy Strife. Strife, right at home, just fresh from the singing and dancing of Brown County's all-night strut. She and Buffalo make a charming pair, and then in a later fall, when Buffalo thinks the two of them are auditioning to be the next Fred and Ginger, they have some lovely dancing and even a trio, with Dr. Drimmon imaginatively joining in on the singing. There Goes the Bride at the Brown County Playhouse is just the sort of summertime farce to give us a laugh, a break from the summer's heat and humidity, and a few moments to think that no matter how difficult our lives may be, we're so glad that we're not mixed up with these two families. The Brown County Playhouse production of There Goes the Bride plays Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and Sunday matinees through August 2nd. You can find this and other reviews and an interview with the cast's Nancy Lipschultz and Kurt Ziske on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.